unido
jamás será vencido.
¿Qué es lo que queremos?
Justicia.
¿Cuándo?
Ahora.
For several hours last night, in the dark, in the cold, 36 people protested in front of Jose Guerra's Mexican restaurant, now renamed Celis, on Center Street in downtown Fayetteville, holding placards and chanting.
Justicia!
¿Cuándo?
Ahora!
¿Qué es lo que queremos?
The restaurant's been investigated by the Fed for cheating employees out of their wages, as much as $147,000. And new claims have arisen about unpaid overtime. The Jose Oseguera's Caldera family, who operates Celis, declined comment. But one worker, Julio Arreo, a former employee, said wage theft at the cafe has been chronic.
I worked there approximately 2 months, and I was a waiter there. And I was basically robbed of my money, you could say. They stole my wages, and they have yet to pay me. I had been telling them, I called them and everything, and they have failed to pay me as well. And on occasions, they have paid my regular wages late, and basically that is what brought me to fight for against wage theft and support this movement.
Arreo, a U.S. citizen enrolled in the University of Arkansas Civil Engineering degree program, had just purchased a car when he was working at the restaurant, but was unable to make payments without his paychecks. The picket was legally permitted with police on hand, monitoring the situation. Protesters at one point did enter the restaurant to dialogue with the managers to no avail.
I am not an immigrant worker. I am a United States citizen. But
at a public education forum preceding the picket, Julio Arreo and others talked about wage theft. The panel was moderated by Democratic State Representative Greg Letting, District 92, Fayetteville, who sponsored anti-wage theft legislation last year during the 2011 General Assembly. It's currently in interim study. Other panelists included Pat Babb, owner of Village Inn Restaurants in Fayetteville, a self-described Republican. She provided a moral business case for wage compliance. A local minister provided the scriptural case. And a U.S. Department of Labor wage and hour agent was on hand to field any questions after. She could not speak on the record, but did confirm Oseguera's restaurant was under investigation. Wage theft costs mostly low-wage workers billions of dollars annually, according to studies conducted 5 years ago by the Urban Institute and the Government Accountability Office. 2 million workers aren't paid minimum wage. 3 million are misclassified as independent contractors instead of employees. And millions more are illegally denied overtime pay. That was before the U.S. recession of 2008. Things may be much worse now as businesses struggle to make a profit. Members of the Northwest Arkansas Workers Justice Center say shaming campaigns like the one staged last night at Oseguera's restaurant in Fayetteville are designed to serve notice to businesses involved in wage theft.
My name is Ana Aguayo, and I am the Director of Communications and Fundraising at the Workers' Justice Center.
My name is Fernando Garcia. I'm the Associate Director of Campaign Organizing. Wage theft is not unique to Arkansas, and it's not unique to Northwest Arkansas. It's a problem that we're seeing everywhere. Our parent organization is Interfaith Worker Justice, and it's of a network made up of worker centers across the country, and they're all seeing the same problem, wage theft. Currently here at the Workers Justice Center, about 75% of our cases that we get are wage theft.
It happens to a lot of people, whether in their teens or in their mid-40s, 50s. The difference is that some people will get frustrated enough to speak up about it. There will be others who are witnessing or are being victims of wage theft and will never report it, will never fight for those owed wages, whether it's a week or months of owed wages that they're owed.
The Workers' Justice Center staff travel the region and state, teaching residents about the various forms of wage theft.
It can be from stealing tips from tipped employees, being paid less than what you were promised. For example, if you went into work, they said, we'll pay you $12 an hour. Then when you get your paycheck, it says $8 an hour. We consider that wage theft. Paying less than minimum wage. The state minimum wage is right now $6.25. The federal minimum wage is $7.25. So paying below minimum wages and also not paying adequately for overtime, that's wage theft as well. Sometimes not being paid for all the hours worked. And we're seeing that very common in the restaurant industry. The most extreme cases is not being paid at all. And we're seeing that in the construction industry, where workers are maybe at a job site for a week, then they go to another job site for another week, and they just keep changing job sites. They might not even get paid for one job site at all.
So how do workers recover missing wages?
Of course, is coming to the worker center, and here we'll guide them through the process to recover wages. But they also have the option of going to the Department of Labor, where they can file a wage claim or a complaint on wage and hour division. And then the Department of Labor will do an investigation to see how much is owed to that worker. Workers have the option to go to small claims court if the wages owed are less than $5,000. So they do also have that option. We guide them through that process. And with small claims court, they can sue the employer themselves and go in front of the judge where they can present the evidence that they're owed, and the judge will make a decision.
We serve as advocates, so we try to help the community understand the steps they can take. Many times people are afraid and they feel that the process is too complicated for them to file through alone. So the staff at the Workers Justice Center helps facilitate that. We also mediate with the employer. We send letters on our behalf and on behalf of the worker, trying to negotiate in a friendly manner the wages before trying to point fingers or criminalize everything.
Northwest Arkansas Workers Justice Center also conducts labor organizing to empower employees to stand up for their rights. A primary funder of the center is the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, and the group was recently honored with a 2011 Omni Peace and Justice Award. Center staff also advocate on behalf of undocumented workers who've been treated unfairly. Ana Aguayo.
We have the understanding that regardless of the person's documented or undocumented status, they have the ability to fight for the wages or the hours that they have worked. The Department of Labor has established that they will only focus on what is the labor violation and will not focus on the immigration status of the worker.
And in small claims court as well, the employer who owes the wages has brought up that as an issue in front of the judge. And the judge did not allow that argument. The judge said, just because somebody's undocumented doesn't mean you can exploit them. Mm-hmm. Just because they're undocumented doesn't mean that their labor is free.
Last year, Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan issued a proclamation condemning wage theft, reportedly the first city in the nation to do so. The Northwest Arkansas Workers Justice Center Forum and Protest is part of a National Days of Action Against Wage Theft, hosted by the Interfaith Workers Justice Center, based in Chicago, Illinois.
Justicia, justicia.
And into the near future, picketers will maintain a presence in front of Oseguera's restaurant on Center Street in Fayetteville until the wage theft dispute is resolved. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.